Hi everyone, welcome back to the last episode of The Student Vegan. I want to apologize right off the bat for my nasally voice. I'm coming down with a cold, but I'll still try and get through this podcast. I'm Nabila Sheikh, and it's weird to say this is my last podcast of the series, at least for now, so I'll try and make it count. Like I've said before, in these podcasts, I talk about how we can sustainably live as vegans and as students. And I've talked about why we are vegan in my introductory episode. I've talked about what to eat as a student vegan, what organic foods are, and if you really need to break bank trying to get them. And now I want to touch on a topic that we all know very well. What to do as a vegan, being surrounded by non-vegans practically everywhere you go. I mean, us vegans, we know we're the minority when it comes to popular lifestyle choices. You'll find vegetarians and meat eaters all over the place, but rarely will you find a vegan unless you live in SoCal or some hippie part of New York. For a regular suburban girl like myself, finding vegan friends is really kind of a hard thing to do. So I don't have all the answers on what we can do as vegans with minimal vegan friends or even a vegan family. Maybe you guys know how to deal with this better than I do, and I'd love to hear about it, but I'm gonna take a stab at it anyways. Vegan families. I really think they're a rarity. When I transitioned to veganism, my mom totally didn't understand what I was doing. And that was definitely in part my fault because I dropped all animal products in one day and needless to say, she was really confused. I never really explained my lifestyle change to her, but eventually she adapted to it about 7 months later. And that leads to my first tip as a student vegan. Let the people close to you know about your lifestyle choice. Don't spring it on them all of a sudden. If they're curious to know more, then do tell them, but at least give them a heads up that you won't be going to Wing Wednesdays anymore, and tell them why. When the people around you know about your lifestyle choice, I've found that they automatically make the effort to go out to places that accommodate your food needs before their own. My siblings are devoted meat eaters, and that's not really something I can change, but they instantly accepted my veganism. And that's because I explained it more to them than I did to my mom. Usually it's scary to tell our family about a major change in our lives, especially when we're students who still live with our parents who get groceries for us. But if you explain it to them in whatever way you feel comfortable, they'll get it. And they'll bring more vegetables, more beans, and more meat alternatives in for you. Also, quick note on vegan families. I've been watching a bunch of vegan families on YouTube recently, and it's really been a very educational process for me. If you're curious as to how vegan families live, I would do a quick YouTube search. Just search up vegan families and you'll come across many great parents who are raising their kids as vegan, and maybe they'll teach you a thing or two about vegan families. Now, as for friends, it's tricky being a student in school surrounded by meat eaters who would never reach for a vegan pizza when there's wings and cheese around the corner. I've experienced this firsthand, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. Most of my friends can't stand the idea of no cheese or no milk or meat, and it's unrealistic for me to tell you to drop all your friends and hunt for vegans in your area. No, that's really not something I would tell you to do, even though I really think spending time with just vegans is something all vegans need. But friends who are open-minded and accepting of your lifestyle choice are the sort of friends we all need. Going out with non-vegan friends is hard to do, especially when almost all of the food places around you will most likely not be vegan. That being said, when all of you are hanging out, try going to places that do serve vegan options if you can't go to vegan restaurants altogether. Tell them how great your vegan food tastes and bring up trying some food at a vegan restaurant together. There's no harm in trying, and curious minds will always say yes. It'll take baby steps, guys. You don't need to convert your friend circle into a clan of plant eaters, and that's not your responsibility, but you can totally sneak in hints here and there. As for work, being vegan at a workplace that isn't vegan is definitely difficult. Most of us students work part-time in retail or service, and then a few lucky ones do whatever they want to make money. It doesn't matter what your job is. I always recommend packing a lunch wherever you go, especially at work. You don't want to end up asking for just fries and water when your coworkers go for a lunch run. You want to whip out your vegan salad and veggie burgers and be the happy vegan that you are. Going out to eat with your coworkers relies on the same principles as going out with your non-vegan friends. I would recommend paying for your own vegan meal so you don't directly support the consumption of animal products, and you'll be okay. At parties or at get-togethers, at all functions, bring your own vegan meal or ask for special accommodation. Most of the time, unless your employer is an asshole, they'll have certain foods set out for you. Being vegan in an environment that is not vegan is definitely a tough thing to do. Don't be hard on yourself and allow yourself to enjoy your company. Unless you're at a really cool all-vegan party, you're almost always going to be one of the very few vegans in the room. And that should never discourage you from living your lifestyle the way that makes you happy. So out of all of these different scenarios that you could be the only vegan in the room in, always remember to plan ahead and pack your own vegan lunch and really just stand for the lifestyle that you live. Every journey in life is always going to take some time, and it's always going to be quite a process, but in the end, we all know how worth it being vegan is. Those are all of my tips for being the only vegan in the room. I'm sure you guys have many of your own, and I truly would love to hear them. So don't forget to leave me comments and tell me what you think. As for now, make sure you always keep your vegan self happy. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Maybe I'll see you next time here on The Student Vegan.